Felipe in Sacramento, California, on 1520 AM Immaculate Heart Radio. Felipe, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Hello, Patrick. Hello, Dr. DeGallo. I'm actually calling. I'm a medical student at in school, and I have a question regarding the use of contraception, especially when it comes to a woman who has irregular menstrual cycles, and because of that, she's not able to conceive, to get pregnant. Would the use of oral contraceptives be acceptable to regulate her menstrual cycle in order for her to be able to conceive? Because that's something that's not really taught, other means to regulate the cycle other than using oral contraceptives. So that's my question.
Yeah, that's a great question, Felipe. Before I get to your question, are you at UC Davis Medical School?
Yes, actually.
Great. Well, say hello to my son, Paul, who's a third-year student there. Right now he's doing his...
Paul Delgado.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
He's doing his OBGYN rotation right now. So, yeah, that's a great question. And the thing to keep in mind is that in certain situations, it is acceptable to use oral contraceptives to regulate the cycle, even if a woman is fertile. And that would be using the principle of double effect. And that would be the one action giving the hormonal pill has two effects. One effect is to regulate the cycle, which is a good thing. The other is that it may cause her to be infertile temporarily, and if she were to get pregnant, could possibly cause an early chemical abortion. So if the woman were not sexually active, of course, then there would be no ethical dilemma and no problem. But if she is, then you could apply the principle of double effect. However, from a practical standpoint, and because one of the conditions of the principle of double effect is that there's no other way to adequately treat the condition, well, these days with Napro technology, there are ways to treat these conditions that work much better, that are safer for the woman and do not entail the risks of contraception and possible early chemical abortion. And so in the last 15 years of my medical practice, I've never have had to resort to using a birth control pill to regulate a cycle. I've been able to do it in other ways that are more complementary and in harmony with the cycle without all of the risks of the birth control pill. So I would ask you to look at a website called naprotechnology.com, and you can read up about that and get some more information there. And you also can feel free to call me at my office if you have other questions. So it's important to remember that it's not absolutely contraindicated when it's for reasons that are not contraceptive, but in practical purposes, it's hardly ever needed for that.
Great call, Felipe. Hope that was a help, sir.
Great. Thank you. Yes, thank you very
much. Keep up the good work, Felipe.
Yeah. Say hi to Paul. Small world. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, thanks, Felipe.